This could be the toughest message I ever preached in my life. I want to speak for just a moment concerning the Lord that God's people loves. 1 John 4, verse 19 says this, "We love Him because He first loved us." And that is the confession of every believer. I want to tell you what God has to say concerning the one that His people love. I want you to hold your place, mark your place in 1 John. Turn to the book of Psalms. Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. This is the one that God's people love. The Lord asked Peter, John 21. He said, "Peter, lovest thou me more than these?" And Peter said, and this is the confession of every one of God's people, "Lord, you know all things. I know I don't manifest it as I ought to. I don't manifest it as I should. But Lord, you know all things. And you know I love you." Isn't that right? Isn't that so with a believer? And let me tell you about him. No, let me tell you what God says about him. Psalm 1, 1 and 2. Blessed, happy. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, here's what the scriptures set forth concerning the one that we love. Because he first loved us, he's happy. That's what blessed means. Blessed. He is happy. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The man, the God man. I love this truth that has been set forth. I've heard different ones. There is a man in glory. The man, the God man. God man mediator. And this man, this glorious man, is happy that he has never, past, present, or future, never conducted himself in a manner whereby in word or thought or deed did he ever succumb according to the plan or the advice or the suggestion of the principles of the wicked. I do only those things that please him. This man never stood in the way of sinners. What does that mean? He never tarried. He never hesitated. He never considered, contemplated to dwell in a course or a manner of life of the guilty or the unclean. Never in that way that seemeth right unto a man, a natural man. the end thereof, that is, the ways of death. This man is happy. He's happy in that he has never sat in the seat of the scornful, never occupied a place with those that mocked God with their sins, never sat in the place of those that mock God's revelation of man's depravity, never sat with those that mocked God and declared that in themselves they had made peace with God and have an eternal right to rest with and in the Lord of glory because of their self-righteous works. And do you know why he's happy? Because he came into this world as the representative, the federal head of his people. The scripture declares herein is his happiness. 1 John 4:17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because listen, herein is his happiness. Here's his happiness, and here's the happiness of his people. Here's his happiness. Because as he is, so are we in this world. I cannot enter in to the depth of the wonder that the Lord Jesus Christ would come into this world, made of a woman, made under the law, and live before the law of Almighty God, and in absolute perfection, holiness, and obedience, establish righteousness for his people. Beholding his people, the scripture says concerning him who is happy. I think about the truth of his happiness in Isaiah 53. Here's what the scripture says concerning him who is happy. Happy. Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed, and he's happy. Happy, the scripture declares, that for the joy, he endured the cross. The joy of our redemption. Happy is the man because he has done it for us. Back in Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Happy is the man that has done this on behalf of his people, and would charge us, robe us in that righteousness, his pleasure and desire to do only the will, the purpose, the precepts, the statutes, and the instructions of Jehovah. I delight to do thy will, because all that he has done is ours in him. All that flows forth from God, that alone he ponders. And you know what makes God's people happy in him? As he is, so are we in this world. Oh, the holiness and the perfection of the man that is happy, that has pleased God in his own merit, and all those found in him in electing, redeeming, regenerating, and preserving grace, so are they. I will be the first to admit, I don't know the depth of our happiness. But I can tell you this, as he is happy, and as he is, so are we in this world. God's people are happy, and one day we're going to realize it. We're going to say, as the Queen of Sheba told Solomon, the half was never told. First John 4, verse 18, there's no fear in love, but perfect fear casteth out, casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. There's no fear in love. Perfect love, his love toward us, robing us in himself. There is no dread of judgment. There's no dread of judgment where God's love has been revealed, because fear hath torment. Fear is cast out because the thought of punishment before God is torment to the believer, to the human being. Let me say it like that. The thought of punishment is fear, but there's no fear in love. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He that fears condemnation of the law and dreads God's wrath is one who does not trust or believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We truly love him because he first loved us. Lord, thank you. Thank you that's happy. Thank you that came into this world, that bore our guilt, that put away our shame, and robed us in your perfect righteousness. In him, we're happy. May the Lord bless this word to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.